guys, I'm TP on Air's Factory Pod Radio from Japan. Donovan and Baron, thanks a lot for sending me your brand new music. Yeah, it's excellent. I like it. I wish to express my gratitude for your friendship, and I'm always gazing in your unique music, cool works, and the activity. Therefore, I'll introduce you to people in Japan with the event that is called PCBC, Podcast Beginners Club, that I hold it in July at 3 Apple stores. They are great. please let enjoy with me in PCBC. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Thank you, Tinfi. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Shinpi. Thank you very much.
And we're really glad to be a part of the PCBC tour. The last show is this coming Saturday in Tokyo at the Apple Computer Store there.
And we're very excited that you're getting to premiere our Flaming Young CD. I think we've got quite a weird assortment of new music for you. And the thing that we strive for is that it doesn't sound like anything else. That's what we're aiming at.
That is so true.
Something that doesn't sound like anything else. I know it's a strange concept, but it's always worked for us.
And in case you don't know, it's all Japanese, and our album premiere, because our stuff is premiering in Japan, so we figured, hey, that'd be pretty appropriate. We do have a Shinpi tonight, and let's get on it with it with some Takeko Minikawa. This is Fantastic Cat on the Rural War Room Radio Show.
Thank you. て隣のあなたをどんなこと考えてるのだろうな二人きり
All right, that was KO on Rural War Room Radio.
KO's the keyboard player of Poly Six, who used to be with the Spoozies, another one of our favorite groups.
Ain't
here
that
on
the
truth. Rural War Room. We'll be playing some Spoozies later on in the evening, I'm sure, because we enjoy the Spoozies.
Oh,
they're kind of outer space surf, something like that.
And I wish I could tell you the name of that song, but we don't know. And I'll reference that if I need it.
and before that, once again, I wish I could tell you the name of the artist. I wish I could tell you the name of the song. But we do have dear friends that send us wonderful gifts that, you know, I can't always get all the information because I have one of those squirrel-powered computers. It's cool. It's a healthy squirrel. I treat him well. You know, I'm just saying.
Takeko Minikawa, fantastic cat, started off that block. And I sure love my cat. Hey, Luxie.
Yeah.
And Ness. My two cats. I have two cats.
So this is the Rural War Room. We're doing all Japanese stuff tonight. We love the Japanese music. We're very much into their modern pop culture, at least the weirdo edge of it, because there's a lot of stuff that they do that's either, you know, in areas that we're not too much into or just kind of square. I mean, there's a lot of ballads and stuff. Just like American music, there's a lot of ballads and crap, and then there's a couple of weirdo groups that probably don't make a healthy living, but, you know.
But the ballads, even, like, that's what I hate about ballads, is hearing people talk about their problem or their love life, or their, you know, but you don't, you just get the emotion without the words.
Oh, yes.
Really cool.
That's a definite plus. And also in Japanese music, you can guarantee that the production is going to be just very, very nice.
That's true.
Unless they're going for some sort of earthy feel on purpose, and they're very good at recreating, you know, kind of a gritty sound as well.
A lot of groups get, like, Hi-Posey is a group that she puts a certain kind of sort of distortion in some of her vocals on purpose.
Absolutely. Or Mel Banana or Pivo will have these horribly distorted vocals on purpose.
Oh, yeah. And or even later on, we'll hear some boredoms. Oh, my goodness.
And,
yeah. Talk about noise.
And even Sheena Ringo will sing through a little battery powered bullhorn to make her voice sound a little bit more electronic. And we like that. We wish women would sound more robotic and electronic in their voices. I mean, not robotic in a sense of following orders, just in the sense of that stainless steel sort of, wow, sort of synthesized voice. That's really sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I am too. I agree.
Personal preference.
If you'd like to... Please find us online at ruralwarroom.com. And we're going to get on with some more robotic music. What do you think?
I mean,
Japanese music. No, it's all robotic,
well,
sort of.
This is an odd sort of group in that they're Japanese, but they sing in Italian. This is Cicciolata from Tra Special Number 1. Thank you.
Ah!
Thank you very much.
Oh, my. Mini Moni. I'd love to do a project with Mini Moni someday. And stop thinking like that. No, I mean a musical project. They were such a vital, lively group when they were alive. Well, they... I mean, they're still all alive individually, but as a group, the group is dead pretty much. And, they
so what was that song?
I really
really
can't tell you the name
of
that
song.
It's one of
those Japanese titles.
Yeah, I don't really know before that.
Well, before that, High Posey, we're not sure of that title either.
I think it's some sort of variation on the Blue Danube Waltz. Isn't that the Blue Danube Waltz?
That is what that is. It got cut from the American release. That it's actually from the only American release for... N5, that's for the letter N and the number 5. And I don't know why they cut it off. I don't. They put on one of the songs from the single instead. And
I mean, surely it's got to be in public domain by now.
I
mean, it's been around for hundreds of years.
I don't know why, except maybe that's the only one on that record that has that distorted vocal that all of her previous records have sort of a hint of. Maybe
and they couldn't let people get a hold of that?
It might
cause riots?
It might sound like a mistake.
Yeah, you got to watch out for mistakes.
Yeah, well.
No, see, we believe in the happy mistake. You
know,
the thing that just happens accidentally, but you go, wow. That sounds great. How can we do that again? Before High Posey, we heard Chicolata, the Japanese group that sings in Italian, weird art rock group that dresses up in weird paper mache outfits. And, ooh, boy, I wish there was some footage of these people out there. Maybe it'll still turn up. That was something called Danza. I don't think it's about Tony Danza, but it certainly could be.
Angela, Samantha.
No. I tend to prefer to remember him as being on Taxi before he got into those crass roles later in his
so
life.
So not Japanese.
So
yeah.
I'm not going on the record.
And before that was K.O. from Polysix, and I think we might have announced that one. That was cut 3 from her record. Another Japanese title, because this is the all-Japanese show on Rural War Room Radio.
We really love this modern Japanese music, even some of it going back 20 years, of our P-Model stuff goes back 20.
We're going to hear a little of that, too.
Oh, yeah, they'll be playing some P-Model, but there's some lively stuff coming out of Japan. You should listen to it, whether you're ready for it or not. I think you should be exposed to it, and that's what we're all about.
And we're also very fortunate tonight to be hooked up with Shin P, and he's one of the guys that does PCBC. It's a podcasting class or instructional in-store demonstration that he does at Apple computer stores in Japan. And the last one, but the one before that, Pod Jam 5. We heard Pod Jam 4 in the last hour. Pod Jam 5, we got to premiere a couple of cuts from an album that is a Timothy Leary tribute record. Timothy Ra Ra is what it's called. It's one of those things that we just started working on and started taking samples, and the project sort of wrote itself, and we thought it was going to be part of this record Flaming Yon that we're premiering tonight, but we premiered this stuff in Japan, and then the whole thing got pushed back and pushed back. And
yeah, because we think that the whole kind of psychedelic mood needs to be explored in a more leisurely manner. Maybe not leisurely, but more detailed.
More
manner.
Detailed, yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
So we want to take our times and do it right.
That's true. And we do hope, have high hopes too for this Timothy Leary project that Leonardo DiCaprio was going to play Leary in, that was in the works and was up on IMDb and had production
could
credits.
Still happen.
And
you
it
know,
could.
It's still
I really
floating
hope
around.
That the new 3D will be a part of that. It's maybe
boy,
that's
wouldn't that
why.
Be great
oh
if they
gosh.
Really got some of these good effects houses turned loose on doing some psychedelic effects. Oh my!
So that's what we're hoping for. So we're gonna go ahead and play that
because I got to tell you, I used to work in the effects industry, and a lot of these psychedelic effects guys, they've read a lot of articles about LSD, and you could tell it's deeply influenced them. These glowing, vivid reports of what these freewheeling hippies were
written down,
visualizing in their heads, and those reports were so strong that they really have been able to turn loose their imagination and really visualize crazy effects. And I think we need to turn them loose as much as possible because they've got crazy ideas.
Oh, sure. and crazy is good a lot of times, too. It's all sort of a religious experience, which is with the title cut, Timothy Rao Rao, which is sort of what we sort of recreated. And then, all kinds of psychedelic soundscapes and things, and so we're gonna shut up now because we know you didn't tune in to hear us talk. So
probably not. I mean, there may be that twisted listener somewhere that likes to hear us talk,
man.
But we'd rather play the music because
so
that's what we like.
So this is Timothy Rao Rao from Pod Jam 5, which was in Nagoya, Japan earlier this year, and the album hopefully will be out by early next year because it's gonna be a fun project. A lot of Tim Leary stuff, like Zykogen in London, is going to be contributing too because they were already working on a Tim Leary project. I was like, wow, okay. So
and,
now we're working with them. And
I think this one's also got Hummingbird Wonderland.
Yeah, Hummingbird Wonderland, the follow-up cut. So these are previews, so enjoy. Find us at ruralwarroom.com.
Rural War Room. Okikimashita to. Hontou ni arigatou gozaimasu.
Dewa, sekai no premiere,
Rural War Room no atarashii CD,
The Flaming Yon,
kara no kyoku desu. 2008 nen ni hatsubai chuu.
We'll be right back.
Hello, Rural War Room guys. I'm TP on Airs Factory Pod Radio from Japan. Donovan and Baron, thanks a lot for sending me your brand new music. Yeah, it's excellent. I like it. I wish to express my gratitude for your friendship, and I'm always gazing in your unique music, cool works, and the activity. Therefore, I'll introduce you to people in Japan with the event that is called PCBC, Podcast Beginners Club, that I hold it in July at 3 Apple stores. Yeah, great. please let enjoy with me in PCBC. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye. Catapult, catapult, から全体で感じ踊るのキャッツアップ Be and God's heaven 焦る前回ともすげんか Gaz on speed, Gaz on speed ライドにシャウト思うもん先見た Gaz on go
退屈を知りたいと思ってるなら待ってるだけではしようがない新しい自分に出会いたいなら君の両の目を開こうここがゼロでも構わない自らを信じていこうとどまってる時間はないその衝動に乗じて
Sound like a Devo drum riff at the end of that Poly 6 song, doesn't it?
We love Poly 6, especially that song. They're so well balanced now. I think the whole group is really, really gelled, really molded, really grasping onto the four-sided wonder that it is. And that was We Ate the Machine from the album We Ate the Machine.
Yeah.
And we love Poly 6. Go see them on tour
in the
United States. They do tour here a lot. Maybe not to all the cities, but it's worth the drive wherever you go. And go to see Poly 6. They're wonderful.
That's P-O-L-Y-S-I-C-S.
Oh, yeah.
In case you want to Google them. Before that, we heard Baggy Chopper doing Star Gold. That's another JapanFiles.com artist.
Before that, P Model doing Spiritus.
And before that, we heard Pod Jam 5 with Thin P. And with us, Rural War Room, doing Timothy Rara and Hummingbird Wonderland from a still unreleased Timothy Leary tribute record that we're working on. And this is our all-Japanese show. We're playing, also premiering stuff from our new record, which premiered in Japan at the Apple Computer Store. Thank you, Shin P.
And we're part Japanese, although we can't really prove it. I think it's, you know, I think it's a certain part of our brain is Japanese.
I'd have to agree with that. I don't know. It's just one of those things sometimes, like, I don't know, example I was talking about earlier. I don't like ballads. I don't like to hear people sing about their love lives. But wait, if it's in Japanese...
Take the words out of the equation and just deal with the voice and the melody. Don't deal with the words at all, you know. And that's one of the things that got me into international music, because I was so sick of the words. Please give me the music as hip as what I'm used to listening to, but with different sounds, please.
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't need your poetry, please. I don't mean to offend you, but I'm just speaking honestly. Just give me
the voice.
We're
going to be playing a whole lot of really great Japanese stuff. Still, stay tuned. We start at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We sure
and,
do.
And we finish when we're done. Usually a little longer than you can hang out. No, I'm kidding. You can make it. You can make it the whole time.
Especially our European listeners.
Good morning to you guys who have made it up. Tiffany and you guys, if you're up in London. Hey, wow, it's early for you. Hey. So, thank you for the emails. Please call us up if you want to. 1-888-299-1088 toll free, or here in Little Rock, 501-433-0088, and on the web at ruralwarroom.com.
Looks like we've got to take care of a little business. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.